Answer me this. Are you a morning person? Maybe an afternoon person? Perhaps you're a night owl? Perhaps you feel like you never really get moving? Well, regardless of how you would classify yourself, you deserve to have a morning routine that serves you, that sets you up for success. Now, before you start rolling your eyes and go, oh, I've heard all about the morning routine stuff and all the things that we're all supposed to do and journal and meditate and yoga, and I just don't have time for that or I don't like it. Guess what? That is not what I'm going to tell you. Instead, I am thrilled to tell you about my annual free event coming up called Master Your Morning. And over the course of 5 days, 30 minutes or less each day, I'm going to teach you how to create your own unique morning routine based on two things, your unique personality type, and secondly, the realities of your home life, right? You may not have a lot of time for a morning routine. And that's what this free workshop is all about. So if you want to come join, head over to megansumrall.com/masteryourmorning. And I promise you, at the end of it, you are going to have a completely different relationship with the morning. Well, well, everyone, guess what? We are now launching into the second quarter of 2021. Yep, an entire quarter has just flown by. So I am going to actually have a conversation with you guys today about goals. Believe it or not, we're going to talk about goals when it's not January. And this process that I want to talk you guys through and just give you some food for thought today is something that you absolutely should be doing at least every quarter. Because so many times we just, you know, everybody in January, everybody's talking about goal setting, goal setting, goal setting. And then it's like, we never come back and revisit it. The year goes by and we wonder when we look back, like, huh, I totally lost track of my goals. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. And this is something that, you know, as you're listening, take notes and start thinking about how you can start implementing this regularly, either quarterly or even monthly. So let's dive in. Welcome to the Work-Life Harmony Podcast. I'm your host, Megan Sumrall. I'm a former techie turned entrepreneur. I'm also a mom and a wife. And just like you, I'm juggling hashtag all the things while running multiple businesses and a family. Being a successful female entrepreneur doesn't mean you have to feel overwhelmed, exhausted, and stressed out. Gaining control of your time and calendar is all about learning a few key techniques and systems to better organize and structure your time. This is your show to learn from me and other amazing women how to master your time and organization to skyrocket your productivity so you can have work-life harmony. All right, everybody. Happy April. Here we are, Q2 of 2021. And while a lot of you, particularly those of us in the States, are getting excited about springtime and warmer weather and all of that, one thing most people are not talking about right now is goal setting. And you might be thinking, goal setting, it's April. I thought we only talked about that in January. No, friends. And this is something that is critical to really making success on any of the big goals, dreams, et cetera, that you have in life, is that it is something that you should be connecting with, revisiting, and looking at often. This conversation came up recently inside my top elite community. I shared a very personal story about a goal I had for myself of this year that was completely off track. And one of the things that I recognized is, I don't know why, but for some reason, I know why. When January hits, fresh start, new year, everybody gets excited about talking about goals. But for some reason, we feel almost confined to, we only set goals in January, and then we have to somehow get them condensed into the calendar year that we're talking about. Goal setting, launching on new goals, starting big dreams, this should be an ongoing process. And there may be, you know, phases and stages in life where we're not, where we're just kind of, you know, leveling out for a little bit, breathing, just being for a while before we launch in on our next big adventure. But what I want to talk through today is a process that I revisit all the time. And this is not something that's January goal setting, but it's really coming back and revisiting the goals that you laid out for yourself throughout the year, why it's important, and some things that you want to think about as you do it. So if you've not done this before, I encourage you to do it at least at the start of a new quarter, which is where we are right now. So first and foremost, this is going to assume that you actually took the time to set out some goals for yourself or some intentions for yourself for the year. Hopefully you wrote them down, so you have somewhere to go back and look at them. Now, if you didn't bother to do that, that's fine. You don't have to wait until January 2022 to do it, friends. Jump in and do it today. Again, give yourself permission to start fresh, to goal set any darn time you feel like. So let's say you did go and set forth some goals for yourself, some intentions, some big ideas, whatever in January. I want you now to go back and look at that list and start at the very top with how am I doing? And the very first question when you're looking at your first goal that you want to ask yourself is, have I even started it? Now, if the answer is no, that's okay. All right. And we're going to talk about that. So first, let's go the opposite. Maybe you've looked at your goal number one and you ask yourself, all right, have I even started this? Have I gone into action? And maybe you say, yeah, I have gone into action. That's great. The next step that you want to look at is, how are my results? Am I getting the results that I hoped I would have by now? If the answer again is yes, guess what? You know you've got the right plan in place, you're doing the right actions, and you can feel really good about the progress that you've made. Celebrate that. Give yourself a little bit of a reward. Now, maybe on the flip side, it's, hey, I've started on it, but I'm looking at where I'm at, and I thought I'd be a lot farther than I am right now. In that situation, and this is where a lot of people find themselves, this is the perfect opportunity for you to do kind of be a little bit of an investigator to start to uncover why. And the reason that we want to do this is because now is the perfect time to actually go through and either change our plan on how to get to our goal, or maybe it's the goal that needs to be changed. Maybe the goal we thought we were excited about isn't actually the one that we are most resonating with. So anytime I find myself in a place where I'm looking at my progress on my goal and I'm not at where I thought I should be, I want to uncover and say, okay, first, let me ask myself, am I still connected to this goal? Is this something that I still want to do? If my answer is no, well, then you know what to do, right? Move on. Now, if the answer is, yeah, this is something that I'm still passionate about, this is something that I want to do, now I need to dig into understanding what were the actions or activities that I've been doing that I believed would help me reach this goal. Now, sometimes when you start to ask those questions, the answer is right there for you. And it may be that you are recognizing, oh man, maybe I haven't been doing the actions and activities in the way I thought, in which case that's a great wake-up call for you to now make sure when you're planning for your weeks, your days, your months, that you're actually prioritizing the time for those activities. Now, it may be that you say, you know what? I've been doing those activities that I thought were going to help me get to my goal, but man, I'm just not where I thought I would be. Well, isn't it great to figure that out now as soon as possible so that we can then go and adjust our plan? Because sometimes when we have a big goal and we tell ourselves, you know what, I think if I just do these six things every week, I'm going to get to my end result. And maybe after a couple of months, you look and you say, I've done those things every single week. But man, I'm not getting the results that I thought I would get from it. Well, wouldn't you rather know that today instead of doing it for five more months, still not getting the results that you wanted? So this is why going through this process of reviewing regularly is so important, because it's what allows us to, in one way, I like to consider it, failing fast. You guys hear me talk about that a lot. I always say one of my superpowers is I fail fast. Meaning, if I have a goal and I set out a plan, I am watching it very closely and coming back and revisiting those results every month to make sure that the plan I put in place is the right one. And if it's not, I would rather know that as soon as possible so that I can go and adjust the plan. So it's not really failing because I'm still moving forward, but it's recognizing the plan that I put in place is not the right one. And this again is why it's so important to go through this every single month. So that's kind of talking through the scenarios of, okay, you have this goal and you've started on it. We want to make sure, are we on track? If not, why? And then do we need to change the plan? Now, on the flip side, you may be looking back and going, oh, this is a little uncomfortable, Megan. I'm looking back at all that amazingness I wrote down in January, and here we are. The whole first quarter has gone by and I haven't really gone into action on anything. Now, again, first and foremost, it's okay. You are the one setting the timeline, right? So anytime that comes up, again, the very first thing, instead of beating ourselves up and trying to push ourselves further, connect with understanding why. Why have you not been making progress on that? It might be, again, maybe the goal isn't resonating with you anymore. It could be, hey, something I totally didn't foresee happened in my life, and that needed to take my attention. In which case you say, okay, well, now am I able to start on it today? Maybe my new starting date is today, and I'm going to adjust the date for my end goal later. That's fine too. Or it might be, you know what? I never really got down to a good plan. I had a great intention. I had a great idea. I had this goal that I wanted to hit 9 months from now. I even created little baby milestones for myself along the way, but I never took it that final step to say, what are the activities that I'm committed to doing to help me getting there? And I come across this time and time again when I'm working with my clients. They'll share their goal. They're like, look, I've written out this whole plan. I've backdated it. I know I want to be here by, you know, October 15th. So by September, I want to be here. By July, I want to be here. By May, I want to be here. And I say, that looks great. What are you doing tomorrow to make sure you get to that first milestone? So it may be that you had created these goals and this great plan with all these little milestones along the way, but you forgot to take it that one final step to say, what are the activities I will be doing and tracking that I'm doing either on a daily, weekly, or monthly basis to ensure that I actually hit that goal? Learning how to create a plan and then turn that plan into actionable items is actually a skill that takes work. It takes practice. This isn't something we're just naturally known to do. You may be somebody that is excellent at defining a goal, breaking it down into smaller little chunks and laying out a plan for it. But I know as the skill I had to be taught was, how do I now translate that into the activities I have control over that then I can track and measure so that I can, as soon as possible, determine, is my plan a good one or not? Now, the reason, again, I wanted to have this conversation today, I thought the time was great because we're starting in on a new quarter. But what I would really, really love to see you all start thinking about is, how can you start implementing regular sessions with yourself to connect with, what are my visions? What are my dreams? What goals do I have? And to start bringing this into your life and into kind of your planning and thinking process at a bare minimum every 90 days or every quarter. And then the more that you practice this, the more you are going to find it now becomes something you start thinking about monthly. You start thinking about weekly. And over time, it just starts merging into how you go about your planning, your life, every single day, week, and month. I now very rarely hold kind of separate planning or goal setting sessions because I'm constantly weaving this into my life. Now, hopefully you caught last week's episode with Amber McHugh. We talked about this some as well, and that's why I love her Fresh Start workbook. It is what I use and I integrate into my monthly planning process to help me stay connected with my visions and goals so that this isn't something I'm just doing in January, I step away from and completely forget about. So hopefully this is going to inspire some of you guys to go back, check in with those goals that you set out for yourself in the new year and have a little mini, you know, heart to heart. How are you doing on it? What are you going to do about it? What do you want to change? And if you didn't do that in January and you're thinking, God, I've got some things brewing in my brain. Guess what? You don't have to wait till next January to sit down and think about it. Jump into it today. Give yourself permission to have that fresh start, that do-over, or that goal-creating session anytime you want. And remember, I am always here cheering you on. Have a great week. Getting on top of all things time management, organization, and productivity doesn't have to stop just because this episode is over. You can follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Megan Sumrall, or just open any browser and go to megansumrall.com. If spelling my name is a complete pain, just go to theworklifeharmony.com and grab my free time management cheat sheet. If you like this podcast, don't forget to subscribe, rate, review, and share it.